And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is why we post. The only reason the unemployment rate has dropped is last February, the business community had Governor Pat McCrory sign a bill cutting the amount and duration of state jobless benefits. The state had exhausted its unemployment trust fund collected from and paid for by business taxes and had borrowed $2.5 billion from the federal government to pay jobless claims. When the new law took effect on January the 1st, the maximum weekly benefit fell from $535 to $350 and its duration cut to between 12 to 20 weeks, the standard in most other states. That was only half the blow. Reducing state benefits violated the terms of the federal program, which is intended to supplement, not replace, state aid, so workers in North Carolina were also disqualified from receiving federal benefits. So violate one law to punish the unemployed and get the funds cut to punish the rest. In essence, the state's experience over the last 6 months is what may be in store for the rest of the country. If left to fester, the 1.3 million people who just lost their benefits on December 28th are going to be in the same position as the people here who have lost theirs. At first glance, the effect appears to be positive. North Carolina's unemployment rate did drop 1.4% between July and November. By comparison, the national unemployment rate fell by just 0.6% over the same period. A closer look suggests that North Carolina's unemployment numbers have not fallen because the long-term jobless have found work, but because they just quit looking altogether. As a result, the state no longer counts them as unemployed. Year after year, the number of unemployed people in North Carolina increases by over 6,000, while the unemployment fell by over 100,000. That means the labor force contracted by over 95,000. So the improvement has not necessarily been driven by more people going to work, but has actually been driven to a large degree by people leaving our state and our job force. But never let the facts get in the way of a good story. This is why we post.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.